Ksubis per gimel mishne gimel. We explain the idea of a naira besula. Ashaloyo rosso laish, the Torah says. L'chayre, the din is, has to do with she's a besula. We went the last two mishnayis. If she's becheskas not being a besula, there's no din knas. The inis itself is not mechayv the knas. It has to be ba'ofin where she's a besula. But the pasuk also says ashaloyo rosso. So the Torah clearly says the difference between a naira besula ashaloyo rosso or if she was a rosso. Now if she was a rosso, she's an eish tish. So there's chayv imisa. If there's chayv imisa, less man the polik, there's no knas. So the Torah is not talking about a young girl, a naira besula that's actually married. We're talking about ashaloyo rosso lafuke miureses, that if she was miureses and her husband either was megarisher, or her husband died, there the halacha would not be the same as a case of ashaloyo rosso. There's something else worth pointing out. The din ashaloyo rosso with another case of erosa umegureshes could only be talking about where she was meureses and then she became ugureshes, not if she was in the sewer. If she was in the sewer, she's becheskas ba'ula. There's no knas. The whole sugya doesn't start. The whole discussion, the mission doesn't start. There's another reason also. If she's in the sewer, then she's yotza mishus the father. The basic din is that even a ketana, if she's in the sewer, we learned in Yevamis, is completely yotza mishus the father. Only a meureses is still mishus the father, that if her husband dies, she goes completely back to mishus the father. Nesua is completely on her own. If she's completely on her own, we have a problem. Heyos the parasha, both in Mishpatim and Kiseitze, speaks out Ashaloy Oiroso. If she would be actually Nesua, besides for the fact she's Bula, there's also the fact that the Torah can't speak about the Knas going to the father. There's no mockim for the Torah to say that the Knas is given to the father if she's completely in her own Rishos. So it's not relevant. The din is only by a rosa. And even over there, what's taka the din? L'maisa the Torah says, Ashaloy rosa l'ish. Ashaloy rosa v'sofsa v'shochav yimo. V'chifati ish psula, Ashaloy rosa v'shochav yimo, mo yimo ren aloy. So what is that m'mayit? Here we have a machloik stanoim. Nairishin is arsa v'nizgarsho. Again, erisin gerishin. V'b'yozi aglili oime, ein lo knas. The Torah l'maisa says she's not. With all our discussions, l'maisa, the Torah is m'mayit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Yesh lo knas, uknoso la'atzmo. And here we have a chiddush. Even though be'etzem an oiroso and her husband was megarish goes back to the father's rishos. L'gabi ma'isi yodayim, l'gabi ha'foros nedorim, l'gabi other dinim, she goes back to her father's rishos. Knas la'maisi, the Torah says, is different. The din of knas that it goes to the father's ashaloy oiroso. Over here, the knoso will be la'atzmo. There's a famous sub-discussion over here. According to Rabbi Akiva, which is the way we paskin, if knoso la'atzma, so then there's a din only, not that there's no knas by a nisars of a nisgasho, but it's only a shal of who it goes to. Be'etzim, the tashlumim of a daughter who's bishus the father should go to the father. And this is really the hagdama to what we're going to see extensively over the next few prokim, the dinim of how Bas is Bishus her father, Lagabi what, Lagabi where. But the din of Knas goes to the father. That being said, we're going to learn in Yitzhak Hashem in another few Mishnayis that there's also sub tashlumen, besides what's Mufurish in the Torah, of the Knas, of Chamishim Shekel, there's also a din of Baishu Vagam, that's there by Ketana Shenenso, by Naira Shenenso. And the shalos, those go to the father. If over here the fact that the Torah was mechadished by a meureses, that it goes to her, is that also true of the Baish of Gam? Could be that Knas is a mechudish de ketashlumim. And that din is shaykh to the father, Migzeres HaKosuv, and the Migzeres HaKosuv now should go to her. The Baish of Gam, the Rosh explains, Beshitas HaRambam, is that Baish of Gam is shaykh to the father because the Gemara says, Yiboy Mosalolam Nuvalam Ukeshchin. There's a svara that the father has the rights over her. She belongs to the father, legabe kidusheo. If she belongs to the father, legabe kidusheo, then her boishes of gam, the father could have married her off from numlo kishchen. She'd be a nifgam v'nizbaisho. So in the middle, that's part of the bailos of the father. That stays by the father. So the two dinim are really distinct from each other. The Baish of Gam is bailus to the father. The knas is a schus that the father has in the daughter, but it's not be'etzim his. It's not be'etzim his tvir. That's one way of saying it. The other way to say it would be that the knas itself, which is moyer habsulois, the father can marry off his daughter as a psula, and that moyer habsulois itself is a tvir of the father. So if the Torah was mafkir, the tvir of the father, which is be'etzim his chus, not just the father gets the money from the daughter, but it's the father is the teveya, he's the nizik, so to speak, in the knas. Knas is like a hezik. It's knas on a hezik that somebody was ma'anis his daughter. He's the teveya, he's the nizik. If that's the case, if the Torah was mafkir mishusa, there's no reason why the Baish Tavagam shouldn't go together. The way we just said over is the Pshat, the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Rosh is more or less the Nusach of Rav Naftali and the Chiddushei HaGranat. This is all a Biyachas and a Hagdoma to Mishneh Dal. Mishneh Dal, HaMefatin Oysen Shloisha Dvorim, V'Ho'inis Arbo. Like we said, besides for the Knas that's Mavur in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Kiseitzeh, there's another two categories called Boishe Supagam. There's another category by Oynis, and that's the fourth. Hamafatin Oysen Boishe Supagamu Knas, Moisim Allah Oynis, and Oynis pays more, Shenoysen is Hatzar. Mabein Oynis Lamafata, what's the difference between Oynis and Mafata? That Ha'oynis Noysen is Hatzar, Vamafata Ainin Oysen is Hatzar. The Gemara understands that there's a certain physical tzar that's felt by an oins, by a nenso, as opposed to a nispata. Nispata is berotzen. There's a certain something that's there, even though the maisa is the same maisa, and it's also a maisa of a bi'ilas besulo. B'chol zois is a chiluk between the two. Agav that the Mishnah is speaking out, the difference between oinis and mefata legabi the tzar, the Mishnah also speaks out the rest of the dinim, which we had spoken out already. Ha'oinis noisin miyad. The oinis has to pay chamishim kesef, whether he marries her or not. He has to marry her independently. Va'mefata l'kishayotzi. The mefata, the chamishim shekel is the tmei ksuba. Either it's right away, if she doesn't want to get married, or if he doesn't want to marry her, or the father doesn't want, or it'll be the tmei ksuba l'kishayotzi. Ha'oinis shoyse ba'tzitzoi. It's an interesting lashon of Chazal. Batzitzoi is a otzitz, is a kli. And it means you chose your cup, now you're going to have to drink from it. Since he was ma'aneser, he's stuck with her. Whether he likes her or not, maybe Lavavki wanted her for a wife. But l'maisa, if you took her derech oynis, you have to keep her. So he's shoyse batzitzoi, he drinks out of his kli. V'amefatem rotzaloitzi, moitzi. He can be moitzi her. He can be megarish. That means this on two levels. First of all, he doesn't have to marry her. And if he marries her, he's allowed to be megarisha. Moitzi. Mashenka bayinoinis, he's stuck with her forever. There's a shayla, it could be that the lechatchila, the veloisi alisha lechatchila, is also a mitzvah. Legabi the mefat is a mitzvah say. Shayla's, when is he mekayim the mitzvah say? The mitzvah say lechor is when he marries her. There's a shayla, he was ma'anis, this ma'anis was ma'anis nari psula. When is he mekayim the mitzvah? L'chayim he's mekadosher. The mitzvah is to live with her. So what happens if he's mekadosher and he leaves her stuck? L'deire deiris. It's not mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when he lives, when he's kindness her. K'derech ishus. The pasuk doesn't say mefurish that by oinis he's mechuyiv to marry her. The pasuk just says v'loisi lish is a mitzvah to marry her. Lo yuchel l'shal kol yamov. But what that means to say is avad he doesn't have an out. The Gemara understands, of course, that you can't say by an oinis that the victim, that the father and the daughter don't have a right to say they don't want. If a mefata, where it was berots in the dinners, you could say, no, yemoyin avil l'sitoloi, the pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim. Kal v'choymer, that the father of a nenso is not mechuyev to marry at all. Now, we're saying, as part of the nusach, that by mefata, or by oinis also, she could be ma'akiv. That part is a little bit difficult. Taisus Zaymin, Haloi. Let's say the father wants her, once she was already in Nispata, who's going to take her? So the father says, you know what, I'll have it off my hands. I'll marry her off to the guy, even though he's obviously not Mr. Toivi Yosha. I'll marry her off to him. The father wants Zivil Nisht. Could she be Mimayin? Haloi, the father can marry off Balkocha anyways. So Taisus Loit one Teretz, Enachanami, Avadi. The father could marry her off. We're talking about when the father died. In the interim, the father died, so she can say she doesn't want. Another mahalach would be, Enochanami, the father could marry her off, but that would be considered an independent father marrying her off. The knas will be mechuyv right now. That means if he's mefat to her, she says, loy mitan alef, not veloy si elisha with a vov, veloy mitan alef, she doesn't want the marriage. He's mechuyv the knas right away. That means the parsha of mefuta ends now. He gives her the money, then the father wants. The father can give her over to the mefata to marry her, but that's independently. And Echanami, one has nothing to do with the other. Just point out something interesting, that bizman azer, we don't dan dine knosis. The mission in the beginning of Sanhedrin says that we don't dan on unusual things that are out of the regular chovas moment. So today, if there was such a story, Bezdin would not have the right to impose a chiv knas, but Bezdin will force the guy to be mekayim veloisi le'isha. We don't say that the veloisi le'isha is part of the knas. This is a famous discussion in a chinuch in Reb Kivega. But there's a chiluk between the two. One is a chovas nesuin, and one is a chovas knas. We're not down the chovas knas, we are down the chiv nesuin. Last point, the mitzvah haseh veloisi le'isha, that he has to marry her, we declared when he's Mekayim, when he's Mekadisher, or when he's Kainisher. The other point to ponder is, when is he over on the Layuchel Lashalcha Koyomov? So the Gemara by us and the Mishnah in Makas Daf Tezvov says that Layuchel Lashalcha Koyomov, you can't get Malchus on. If he gives her a get, he doesn't get Malchus. Why? Because the Lava Nitiklase, he could take her back. Veloy Sia Leisha, there's a Mitzase. That Mitzase is the opposite of what happens if he's a kohen? By being megarisher, you can never take her back. So he was mevatel the possibility. So the lav is not nitiklase. Therefore, he'll get malchus as soon as he's megarisher. What happens if he's megarisher with the possibility to take her back and then she dies, and now he's mevatel? He did the lav of leyuchel l'shalcho without the nitiklase. That's a famous discussion of, in Makas Daf Tezvov, when is he over the lav? Any nitik lase, do we say that the lav is nitik, is fartig, only later on? It's called beloshen of the sugya in Makas Daf Tezvov, kimoi veloi kimoi bitloi veloi bitloi. It's a machlek, it's also a machlek to Shem had a paskin, ayin shom in the third perek in Makas.